All right, podcast time. With all this beefing going on between Drake, Rick Ross, and J. Cole, well, we're going to exclude J. Cole, but the fact that fans want to try to say he's not great no more because he did a diss that he clearly didn't put his heart into is fucking stupid. But he even claimed he's the best rapper and da-da-da-da. Shut up. Fans, y'all love to push shit, even to this day. He needs to do what he needs to. Don't ever want fans like that. That's some instigating shit. But riddle me this. Y'all got at Hobson for dissing every rapper in the fucking industry, from the Lupe's to Lil Wayne's, all the way down, and called him corny for doing it. Years later, Kendrick comes out with a control verse, literally doing the exact same thing, calling out rappers by name. Mac Miller, Drake, Tyler. You know, y'all didn't call Kendrick corny for that. Now what I'm saying, he was corny for that. No, it's not corny for that. That's hip-hop, which proves my point. When I see you fans talking about hip-hop and J. Cole apologizing is not hip-hop, y'all fans stopped being hip-hop a long fucking time ago. You call Hobson corny for doing the exact same thing that Kendrick is doing, that Simba is doing, with, you know, J. Cole's homies came and fucking, you know, responded because the boss ain't gonna do it. The boss is on tour. And like, he told him to fucking do that. But let these fans have their own little speculation, even though 99% of their speculations are fucking wrong. You don't know these people. And the shit that you're saying makes no fucking sense. I can't even picture J. Cole saying, I can't handle this. Come over there and do it for me. It's fucking stupid to me. But like I said, I never understood that. You call Hobson corny, but keep in mind, y'all call any bar corny, all right? I can make a whole song about, you know, Dark Stalkers compared to the hood. You would call that shit corny because who does that? Who does that? Y'all would call someone corny for doing something that never been done. You would call someone cringe just because you don't agree with their fucking, you know, what they're talking about. It's like you're trying to be the cool kids in high school, but you're the ones just being idiots. It's like we letting idiots becoming cool. Let's be real with it. I'm blessed for that, because I'm sitting over here doing my timesheet, and I've noticed that when Kendrick was calling out every rapper in the game on the control verse, people said that was so amazing. That's real hip hop. When Hobson does it, is a problem. Oh, but he says a bunch of corny bars. Man, shut up. Y'all niggas defend every single corny bar that Young Thug says. Might as well, it's funny how mumble rappers get a pass for saying corny bars, but a lyrical rapper doesn't get a pass. But see, we're too serious and not trying to make corny bars, even though niggas will call any bar corny or unimpressive. Because we're elite MCs. We, like, if I wrote this, when I sit there and say, you know, I try to keep the talk brief, like with Vegeta's wife, that's a bar. But to someone, that bar is ash. That doesn't make any sense. Coming from someone that's probably ain't never seen Dragon Ball Z. Oh, they all lie so they seen Dragon Ball Z. It's a corny bar. That's why I don't really care about bars. I really don't. Like, when I throw a bar in, I'm just throwing it in because I want to. I niggas swear up and down, we care about rappers. Rappers care about bars. Do you fans care about bars? Do you fans care about bars? Do you listeners care about bars? Do you rappers of other rappers, the ones that are rappers but are fans of other rappers, do you care about bars? Because when a rapper spits a bar, if it's not up to your standard of what a bar is, you call the shit trash. This is why a lot of niggas don't use bars. But because you look at niggas like me, who rap over these boom bap beats, and of course these beats make you wanna spit bars, and you end up start spitting bars because the beat is kind of like encouraging you to do it. That's what fucking makes this shit fucking crazy. At the same time, we wish artists took bars seriously. Yeah, we do, but I wish fans would kind of like tone the fuck down. I'm just saying, the hypocrisy never ends. Same thing with fucking, you know, with positive energy in rap. You know, damn, we don't want no positive energy in rap. Come on, it's about bars. We just want rappers to go at it and spit bars and go at it. We want that in hip hop. We want that in hip hop. Sure you do. Notice how underground rappers don't do that shit? Well, you're doing it now because the mainstream told you to. You've seen J. Cole, you've seen Kendrick, and y'all not even calling that a real beef. You're like, yo, that's not even a real beef. So you telling me that every single underground rap beef is real? Y'all niggas didn't start beefing until you seen J. Cole and Kendrick doing it just so you can prove what a real rap beef is. Let's be real with it. All you niggas who are in the underground right now, beefing with each other, battling with each other, y'all niggas aggravated at that whole thing. Stop acting like the underground is so full of truth and realism. It's not. Majority of it is just y'all trying to copy us on the fucking mainstream, and you got niggas trying to tell you to make your music watered down just so that you can compete with the industry. So stop acting like y'all these, like the underground is so pure. That underground stopped being pure and unique a long time ago. Yeah, there's some unique outliners here and there, but they don't get respected, and they don't always have some idiot trying to tell them to water down your sound and don't mix your vocals like this. I was like, I ain't hearing that. But that was on my mind, you know. Then y'all be wanting artists to talk about real shit, but of course when someone does this too preachy, you know what I mean? Rap is real. We about, you know, breaking boundaries, but then you can't say that, but then people get offended by everything. You can't be the big bad 1990s, early 2000s hip hop heads in the era of cancel culture. You can't laugh at an artist, like you can't laugh at a rapper from apologizing and then tell them to apologize to the LGBTQ community for saying a homophobic slur. Isn't work like that. But you know, that's just my little takes on that shit. I just find this to be weird to me. Hobson does it is a problem. Talking about he's just coming here hating on each other. So when you see Kendrick coming out with that controversy, he was hating on somebody. A word that y'all throw around way too much.
You look nice in those pajamas.
You know, because people think people having their own opinion is hating. I think, you want to talk about coping? I think how y'all use the word hater is a very cope mechanism thing. Because anytime someone has an opinion, you're hating, you're jealous. No, it's not jealousy when someone has an opinion, my nigga. It's gotten to the point where people just want you to shut up and just smile. They don't want you to say anything that's on your mind. They just want you to just shut up and smile. And if you do that, you're so cool. Kind of reminds you of that fake friend that smiles a lot and don't agree with their best friend because they don't want to lose their friendships. Know what I mean? That's what the fuck that's like. It's just like that. So it's just like that. But is that a real friend? But you talking about Anthony Fantano? You talking about how, you know, he's fake. And the only people who are defending his shit is his fan base. He has a big enough, his fan base is as toxic as Eminem fans. How you gonna say, well, y'all can't take criticism, but a critic can't take criticism? Like, he's been on that bullshit for a while. He is biased. Let's be real with it. He's very fucking biased. And everyone knows that. It's just the issue is because he's such a big figure on YouTube, people are sheep. And when he does a review, if that review is an 8 or a 9, fans will fucking like the fuck out the artist. If it's a lower than that, they will call the artist trash, but I haven't listened to the fucking album themselves. I'm just keeping that shit a buck, man. Just keeping it a buck. So while y'all still saying, oh, well, that's wrong, whatever. I'm just saying, man, if you don't critique, I'm just saying, dog, everyone gets it. Even these rappers / music reviewers, you know, they do music reviews and calling every rapper trash and blah, 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 put out music and then get ripped apart. You can't get mad at that. Even, what's his name, Black, he speaks to that shit. I don't know why he did that. The song was in, and then people ripped him apart. You're like, but I'm an artist. Okay, and after that song, has he put out anything else after that? Nope. Because he's scared. Because you can't be a person critiquing on rappers and calling them trash and then start rapping. Because if you're going to critique, you better be fucking better than what the fuck you critiquing. Which is not a lot of these niggas who read that, who do music reviews, they're not that good. They're cliched as fuck, trying to tell you how to make your music. Talking about how, oh, you need more energy in your flow. No one's not going to fuck with you. Forgetting Earl Sweatshirt. Forgetting Makami. Forgetting Rock Marciano. Not everyone's trying to do that shit. I like, you know, Alchemist as a producer and a fucking rapper. I like all the rappers in that lane. So I'm not going to try to oppress a bunch of kids. Keep in mind, kids fuck with me. So what does that tell you? But you know, they don't know. They don't understand. Their shit is just basic. If you have more energy, people will fucking love you. Sometimes reversed. I'm just saying. But it is what it is, man. I'm just saying.